an open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy football Tuesday. Vic Carucci with you, Cleveland Browns Daily. Lots to talk about here. We got OTAs going on. Kicked off practices today. Going to continue tomorrow and Thursday. Tom Withers from the Associated Press covers the Browns, a frequent guest on this show, is going to join me to provide some analysis there. Some roster moves today to talk about. The most notable would be Eric Hag being waived. Guy who was thought to be in competition for, well, he was in competition for the safety spot opposite T.J. Ward, and it basically wasn't working out. And you saw a guy who was struggling last year as well, wasn't really claiming much in the way of turf on this roster. And I think this was inevitable that I thought it would happen maybe in training camp, but it happened now, and a lot of the moves are happening now. This team is making some quicker decisions, and let's put it this way, if anyone says it's not about evaluation, they're lying. And no one is really saying that it's not about evaluation now, because it's all about evaluation. I mean, the Browns are waiving not only Eric Hag, linebacker Ryan Rowe, running back Robbie Roos, who was brought aboard just recently as an undrafted free agent. Now he's a former Brown. Jermaine Cook is among the moves that this team has been making. And then adding players, they added the Browns a running back they were awarded off waivers. Miguel Masonette was awarded to the Browns off waivers. So those moves, a lot going on. I mean, just kind of quickly and in rapid-fire fashion with checking guys out and showing them the door or keeping them or grabbing new players. But this is the time that you can do that. And these are, let's face it, what we're talking about here. This is really fringe of roster stuff. These are acquisitions or cuts of people who are kind of, they're I'm not going to say no one or everyone isn't important who has a chance to possibly make the team and make a contribution. I would never say never about anybody, but these aren't the primary moves. I think we get that. Now, Brandon Jackson officially being brought aboard, back aboard the Browns, is a move that I think is noteworthy because of his role as that of a guy who picks up the blitz pretty well, catches the ball out of the backfield pretty well. So we'll talk more about that when we drill into things with Tom Withers. Joe Hayden will also be on our show. Want to hear from Joe. Haven't really talked with him in about a month or so. The cornerback sits down with Jameer Howerton to talk about this defense and how he sees it for himself, how he sees it big picture-wise, and how he sees that position opposite him. Leon McFadden, the rookie on the team now, back with the team, by the way, who he had not been as part of the OTAs last week, but he returns now after finishing up some schoolwork at San Diego State. So the Browns' third-round pick is in the fold. And a signing, speaking of in the fold, a signing today, Jamoris Slaughter, safety, sixth-round draft pick from Notre Dame, gets signed. Among the moves that the team made, there are some other players who were, again, brought aboard and waived, so we'll see how this all shakes out. But it's generally, as I said, kind of the fringe stuff. Your questions, your comments, you submit those to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Mark from email. Is there any truth to what I've heard about yet another quarterback controversy, he wants to know. All I'm hearing is how Jason Campbell looks so good in practice, and is now he might be the number one. Why don't the Browns make a decision and stick with it? I'm so sick of it. Is you, of is you is or is you ain't. I like that. it's not fair to the players or the fans. Well, competition's competition, Mark. And if there's a sense that one guy is performing better than the other guy, then that is how it goes. And a decision hasn't been made yet on who the starting quarterback will be. Rob Jasinski has been asked about this and doesn't really have the firm timetable set. So that means just what you said. You'll hear conversation about, maybe this guy looked better in this practice than that guy. I think Jason Campbell's had his moments, but I think Brandon Whedon has had his moments too. I thought Whedon looked, actually last week, I thought his two better days of work were the Monday and Tuesday workouts versus what he did, the Tuesday-Wednesday workouts versus what he did last Thursday when the media was present and kind of all eyes were out there and making those determinations through the 2-hour workout of who looked better and who didn't. And I think that's a little dangerous kind of to do, to jump all over that and say, well, practice tells you that this guy is so much better than that guy, because we've seen this before where that really isn't an indicator of much of anything. And I think there's much more a wider collective body of work that has to be addressed to figure this quarterback thing out. And I would say that if Brandon Whedon were the one always looking better than Jason Campbell. But I think they've both had their moments. And I also think they're both learning their comfort level in this particular scheme. It stands to reason Campbell, with more experience, would have an edge there. But like Whedon, he is digesting this offense as a new thing for him. And it's certainly a new thing for Brandon Whedon. But I think he's making some strides in it. I thought he looked much more comfortable in it today. And I thought the pacing and the urgency has been out there trying to run this as a faster offense, which pretty much is the case throughout the league. That was notable. Gene from email, he says, Vic, I want to know who is slated in as the Browns fullback now. Are there any free agents out there worth looking at? Well, Owen Marisic is the fullback, Gene, as he has been. And I don't see anybody in the open market that this team is pursuing. Again, a bunch of moves made today. You saw who they picked up. It was a running back from Philly who had been cut. And the other running back, Brandon Jackson, officially brought aboard. It was known that he was going to be returning to the team, or reported as such. So, yeah, I am not seeing a fullback entering this roster other than what is already here and any time in the near future. I think you're looking at a team that is comfortable with the idea of the other running back being more of a running back and being more of a blitz pickup guy and a receiver out of the backfield and having those qualities that aren't the traditional hammer, traditional blocker guy at fullback. I don't think that's how I know those components have existed in a North Turner scheme, but I don't see that being necessarily in vogue right now. I think they want a change up, but I think the change up is going to be more along the realm of a running back. What else going on around the league? The NFL owners met, awarded some Super Bowls, one going to Northern California, the other going to Houston. So those are coming up. 50 those Super Bowls have been awarded, 50-51, and or L and LI. That looks kind of weird now. I wonder if you can get away from Roman numerals and just put the number up there. That might. The original reason the NFL started doing this whole Roman numerals thing, because when they started the Super Bowl, there was concern over whether it would be viewed as a big enough, important enough event to rival the more popular sports at the time, baseball, college football. So they felt they had to do this. And there were a lot of empty seats at the early, certainly at the first Super Bowl and in the early days of it being before it really got hyped up into becoming what it became. So they put the Roman numerals on it, thinking, hey, you know, we got to make this thing really, really extravagant. But I think we know it's pretty big right now. The other thing that came up during these meetings today in Boston was the possibility or the likelihood, if the draft is held again or staged again at Radio City Music Hall in 2014, it would have to move to May because of a conflict in April at Radio City Music Hall. So there's a lot of discussion over that as to whether they would do it in May to keep it there, or if they want to keep it in April, move it to another venue, to perhaps another NFL city. That's been talked about. And that's come up in the past, too. I'm fine with that idea. I know Radio City. I know the league and the people I know who work in events at the league, Frank Supovitz being one who heads up the events department, and that's planning for Super Bowl and all the major league events, has said that Radio City is really an ideal venue, really, really kind of the ideal place, and it's been a traditional place. And here's some irony, because they shot, you know, the scenes of Draft Day, the Browns-based movie. By the way, a lot of shooting that was taking place today in Berea. Kind of cool to walk around the building and, oh, you know, there's Kevin Costner right over there shooting a scene, and there's Kevin Costner shooting another scene in the field house. And, you know, you catch him on his cell phone for one scene. That was the scene, I guess, that he was on the phone, a GM on a cell phone. That's pretty typical. And then walking through the field house was another point that I happened to see that today. We're all going about our business regularly in the building, and they're shooting this movie. But what would be ironic is they shot a scene at Radio City this past April for the purpose of using it for the draft and Draft Day in 2014, because it's supposed to be centered around the 2014 draft. And then, of course, if the actual draft were held in another city, that would be kind of ironic, right? And the one that you see on the movie screen, so life or art doesn't imitate life specifically, perhaps, if that's the case. But we'll see how that works out. All right, in a couple of minutes, going to talk with Tom Withers. Covers the Browns for the Associated Press, covers all sports here in Cleveland. He's a very authoritative voice on this team and other things, and we want to hear that voice. That's coming up in 2 minutes on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Simplify and save the spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it. It's all about clearing your mind. Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have switched to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my...
phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Well, I'm feeling more limber already.
Free is in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenient. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 6/1. Installation requires. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong.
Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Carucci with you on a football Tuesday. And Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Tom Withers covers the Browns for the Associated Press. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. Tom, the team back into OTA practices today, and then there are practices tomorrow and Thursday. Let's talk, first of all, about the safety position. Interesting competition going on there. The announcement today that Eric Hag has been waived tells us probably that the Browns feel Jamoris Slaughter, one of their draft choices, who's coming back from an Achilles injury, sixth-round pick from Notre Dame, is going to probably get back and on the field on schedule, at least in terms of a recovery from a long-term injury. But he did suffer it early in the season last year, so that's encouraging for them. And right now, Tayshaun Gibson, undrafted free agent last year, is lining up next to T.J. Ward, so they must feel good about what they see.
Yeah, I agree with you, Vic. I feel bad for Eric Hag. You know, nice guy, had some injury problems. I thought there was some promise for him at one point. Just didn't work out, and, you know, hopefully he can catch on somewhere else. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think it says a lot that, Ray Horton must see something in that position, that he's got a little bit of depth there. I thought the move of Johnson Bademosi from cornerback over to safety was kind of interesting. It definitely caught everybody's eye last week during the one day we were out there for a media session. Nice football player. You know, he's a kid that obviously has a nose for the ball, obviously fearless. You know, he played incredibly well in special teams next year, and I'm sure that's going to be his primary role this year. But, interesting to see him then in kind of a backup role. And then to me last week, also, Vic, you know, seeing T.J. Ward being used maybe a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage than we've seen him in the past, and I think that, you know, falls into what Ray Horton has told us since day one, since he got here, that this is going to be an attacking defense that's going to take some chances and really force the issue.
Yeah, the safety is a big part of this attack approach, Tom, and you can see it on the practice field. Again, no contact going on, but you can see where he lines up, and you can see how many times he's asked to go after the quarterback. You know, this is something that, number one, is a big component of what that Steeler 3-4 has been all about with Dick LeBeau, right? Troy Polamalu. Think Troy Polamalu.
Absolutely.
And you can see that, and you can also see how much TJ is embracing it. And physically, this is a good fit for him, too.
Boy, this is what he wants to do, and you took the words right out of my mouth. This is exactly what the Steelers have done with Polamalu over the last couple of years, is creep him up to the line of scrimmage, make sure that quarterback is aware of where that safety's at, and, you know, good things are going to happen. This is going to be a defense that is going to go after the quarterback, that is not going to be afraid to take a couple risks here and there. And to your point about TJ, I think you're right on the money. I think TJ is, you know, he's that heat-seeking missile out there who wants to hit anything and anybody that's in his way and go after the ball carrier when he can. And, he might not be the best coverage guy, but that's not what you're counting on him for. You're counting on him to be that guy to come up and stick his nose in the hole when he needs to and make some plays.
Yeah, and back to the point of competition at that other safety spot. Mm-hmm. So I think Tayshaun Gibson, based on what he showed last year, makes himself a very viable candidate. And I think the fact that this coaching staff, that Ray Horton, and you go right down the line, Louis Cioffi, the defensive backs coach, and, of course, obviously the head coach, Rob Gronkowski, seeing something that the previous coaching staff, Pat Shurmur, saw too, that to bring a guy like that as an undrafted player who got some prominent time last year and certainly was around the ball, showed good instincts, to trust to put him back into it this year says a lot about Gibson.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, Vic, and they always use that expression, guys who flash out there. And I know even during some of the short times that we were out there as a media contingent watching practice, you know, the kid was making plays. And then you'd think to yourself, well, maybe he ought to be on the field this week. So there'd be weeks that would come and go where we would expect him to be active, and his role grew a little bit. They had a couple, you know, nicks and injuries here and there that got him a little bit extra time. But, yeah, I think he's a kid that showed a lot of promise.
And another guy, and again, we've talked about the conversion from cornerback to safety for Johnson Batamosi. I think this is a really good move and gives this guy a chance, number one, to probably have a longer NFL career than he might have as a corner. I think that the fact is that as a corner, he probably wasn't a really good fit. And frankly, what he did last year was mostly show up as a special teams player, and one of the better ones, really, in the league. He emerged.
He was terrific, wasn't he, Vic? And a good
they loved
kid,
him,
too.
Yeah,
and he was a kid that I really felt like, you know, nationally, I didn't really get a chance to write much of a story about him, but he's got an interesting story, you know, and he played on the national rugby team as a junior, and he's really kind of, you know, earned his way up, you know, through the ranks here. You know, went to Stanford, very bright kid, so I'm real happy for him. You know, good for him.
Yeah, I think just seeing him in the mix, we'll see what Slaughter is all about. I do think overall that when you really size it up, the safety position might not be in such bad shape. I think there was a lot of concern, you know, before the draft. Are the Browns going to, how are they going to address this, and did they sufficiently address
well, they
it
did
with
it.
Slaughter? But I think Slaughter could be okay.
Yeah, they definitely did address it, and like you said earlier, I think this is good news in that Achilles injury, and he is, you know, pretty far removed from that now, is obviously healing at a satisfactory level to the Browns and to their doctors. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see him on the field probably sooner than later.
Yeah, and another thing about Slaughter, too, is one of the early signings of the Browns draft pick. So getting him under contract, I think, also helps the process along. And looking at when you talk about other moves that this team has made, Brandon Jackson coming back to this team, right? And now sizing up the position at running back, Tom, when we try to figure out how this team is going to configure its backfield, and people have asked this question repeatedly, and I'm sure of you as well, fullback, 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 where's the fullback? And it just seems like the comfort level is you take a Chris Obanaya and you take a Brandon Jackson, and you have guys like that that can do multiple things, not just run the ball, but also be effective when it comes to blocking, picking up the blitz, and catching the football.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before. I mean, I think people still get hung up in the, you know, the traditional sense of what a fullback is supposed to mean on an NFL team, and that's, you know, the burly guy who's lined up in front of the tailback, who's going to lead the runner into the hole, and that's just not the way it works anymore in the new NFL. So you've got, you know, more versatile type players who also can, you know, can carry the ball inside the tackles when you need them to, but also guys who can get out on the edge, get into some mismatch situations, and make some things happen.
Yeah, and I think that's really the key to how this backfield will look. And it probably, again, most important of all is blitz pickup. You've got to protect that quarterback.
And
Trent, I was just going to say, you would hope that Trent Richardson moves forward in that department, but you don't. You got to trust it to guys who you know can do it.
That's just what I was going to say, Vic. That was something he really struggled with last year, and it's something that, you know, he struggled with at times at Alabama. There was no secret about that. So, and it's a very different kind of beast, if you will, in the NFL. So you hope that he's going to get better at it. And, we saw last year that Obanaya is just terrific at that. And I'm glad to see Brandon Jackson back. I was a little perplexed at times as to why he really was basically, you know, I don't know if he got in the doghouse or whatever had happened, but then he showed a nice little burst, and obviously he had some fresh legs in that season finale against Pittsburgh, but I'm glad to see him back because I think he can be a versatile player for them.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press covers the Browns, joins us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Tom, of course, there would be no conversation that we have on this show, that I have with almost anybody on this show, would it be complete without some reference to the quarterback situation. And the latest, of course, is how the Browns have, I guess, at least seemingly ramped up the competition for Brandon Whedon, adding Brian Hoyer to the roster now, in addition to having Jason Campbell there, in addition to having Thad Lewis there. So it's four quarterbacks. It's a battle that's going to go on. I don't know, you know, how intense this will become, but just the mere fact that this move was made, the Hoyer addition was made now, the timing of it is at least curious.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't really read that too much into it. I just feel like, you know, this coaching staff, you know, has learned its lessons through the year, and that is that you cannot have enough quality guys there. And, hey, we saw it last year. I mean, the Browns were reduced to using their third stringer, and the year before that, the third stringer ended up starting the most games for the team. So, yeah, I think, you know, the Hoyer addition is a quality player who's had, his fair share of NFL snaps. He's more than a serviceable backup. He comes in. He's now going to make, Weeden and Campbell work that much harder. But as you and I have talked about before, Vic, I still think it's about Brandon Weeden. It's about his development. It's about him gaining the trust of this coaching staff. And from what I understand, he's doing everything on point to this point and showing them that not only does he want to be the guy this next year, that he is going to be the guy this next year.
Yeah, I would go along with that. And I think if these are tests, and I'm not sure that they're necessarily specifically designed to be things that mess with his head, because I don't know that that's really the way you want to coach. You want to you want to challenge and you want to push guys. But I would say this. This is part of the development, too. If he can withstand, as he more than definitely should be able to do this as an older guy. This is where being nearly 30, this is where having been in professional baseball should show itself in his personality that, hey, I'm a pro, and pros don't get flustered over this kind of thing.
Well, exactly right, particularly at that position. You have to have, nerves of steel and the cannon arm and all the attributes that go along with being a star quarterback in this league. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just his coaching staff's way of, just intensifying the fire under him a little bit. Let's, Brandon Weeden, let's see what you got. Are you our guy? And if you are, show us you're the guy. And I really think the way Brandon has handled all of this over the offseason has been, very mature, number one. There was talk last year that he might not have been the hardest worker. Now, I'm not saying that. That got thrown out there, in various places. But from what I understand, he's been, studying the playbook in the classroom, doing everything he can to show them that he can be the starting quarterback on this team for this year and several years going forward. So I thought he said all the right things last week. I thought he looked better on the field. He didn't have a great day throwing the day we were out there to see them. And from what I understand, and not only talking to Brandon, but in talking to some other people, including some players, said he was really winging it the first 2 days out there. And, he looks quicker. And Vic, we haven't talked about this yet, but, boy, that tempo that they're practicing with right now is you better be on your toes when you get out there because things are moving quickly.
There's no doubt, and I saw more evidence of that today. I think it's actually increasing, and I think when everyone gets out from a media standpoint on Thursday and looks at that practice compared to what we saw a week earlier, I think it will be noticeable because there's more that's been downloaded by now by these players. There's been more installation and more understanding, and I think it stands to reason that they were getting early kind of tastes of things last week. It was really the first few phases of offensive install. Now you get to this week, and I think it's going to be more progressive and deeper, and by the nature of it all, it should move quicker on the field.
It should be, and it sounds like I better lace up my sneakers a little bit tighter and be ready for Thursday then.
You might want to do that. Hey, Tom, I appreciate it.
Vic, nice talking to you.
He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we have got so much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Like $11,000 off MSRP of a new F-150. Or lease America's best-selling truck for only $199 a month. That's only $199. Plus, right now, get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we have been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of your Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you're not wearing your seatbelt, avoiding a ticket has a high degree of difficulty.
Real, though.
No matter what trick you pull to appear wearing one. The front side shoulder sham, a gnarly right cross fakie, or even the seriously wicked smooth glide shifty. Cops make sure each trick finishes with a busted tail grab. That's harsh, man. Pulling a fakie will get you in real trouble. There's no trick to avoiding a seatbelt ticket. Day and night, click it or tick it.
A form of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Danny Vase is the perfect example of the real-life American dream, and now we're celebrating 50 years of ongoing success. So what's a better way to celebrate those 50 years of Danny Vase than with 50% off of quality American-made patio furniture? Yes, you heard that right, 50% off of patio furniture. Danny Vase offers only the highest quality home entertainment furniture, which is made right here in America. Pick a style, customize it to fit your needs, even add waterproof fabric, and boom, you have the perfect patio set for a lifetime of outdoor living, all at 50% off. This American-made patio sale is Thursday through Sunday only, so hurry in to Danny Vase. Visit us in Mayfield Heights, Fairlawn, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check us out online at DannyVase.com. That's Danny, V-E-G-H-S.com.
Playing games for all the right reasons. Playing games with Danny. Danny Vase.
Does fuel economy give you a little thrill you don't admit to? Ever banned food consumption in your vehicle? Anonymous door dings make you feel mankind really isn't so advanced? You must be a new Lincoln owner. Yes, an occasional tingle of excitement is natural, given your 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid has best-in-class city fuel economy with an EPA-estimated 45 city miles per gallon. The equally compelling cabin, dressed in premium leather trim seats, does oblige you to keep food and drink in its place. And that doubt about your fellow man? Your favorite music playing through the available THX2 certified audio system confirms there is still much to be said for the human spirit.
The Lincoln Sales Event. Right now, get an exceptional offer on the all-new 2013 Lincoln MKZ Hybrid. Only at the Lincoln Sales Event. On now. EPA estimated rating of 45 city, 45 highway, 45 combined MPG. Actual mileage will vary. Class is luxury midsize sedans. THX is a trademark of THX Limited. All rights reserved.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Indians preparing to meet the Tigers tonight for a battle at Progressive Field. First pitch at 7:05. Tribe coming in with a 2.5 game lead on the Motor City Kitties in the American League Central. We'll certainly be keeping you posted about that. Also tonight, NBA draft lottery. We'll find out where the Cavaliers will be drafting. Could be anywhere between first and sixth overall. Coverage of the lottery starts here on KNR at 8:30. Now back to Cleveland Browns Daily with Vic Carucci. I'm Dave DiNatale.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We go to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. The Browns Daily Twitter handle is at Browns_daily, and you can hit me up directly with your questions, comments, at VICCARUCCI, and email us daily at clevelandbrowns.com. LSMO3, Twitter, says, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, but I've always liked North Turner as offensive coordinator. He's going to make the Browns a force to be reckoned with, especially with T-Rich. Yeah, I think you're right about that. And one thing that's been consistent It didn't work out well for him as a head coach at the San Diego Chargers, at least for the longest term that he was there, or the full term that he was there. And he became available, fortunately for the Browns' sake, to be brought here. And I think this is a defining point in his career, which he knows, to come here with his vast credentials and experience to work with a first-year head coach in Rob Schadzinski, someone with whom he's worked, someone who's been on his staff in San Diego, and to make that mark. And he's got that history with the Dolphins, so I'm guessing LS Mo 3, you are pointing to that as well. His play-calling acumen is exceptional. His credentials of helping making players great is through the roof. When you're talking about some Hall of Famers that can point to North Turner's coaching, like Troy Aikman, like Emmitt Smith, and say, yeah, that guy helped me. So I think he will do his part along with Rob Schadzinski. I think the key is that they work together, that they mesh well, and that the one thing I can see through these offseason workouts is Rob is definitely, as a head coach, giving Norv a lot of room to work, is trusting him to be that, what he's supposed to be, that primary voice of detailed coaching on the offensive side. That's what really impresses me, is the amount of detail work that I see. And I see more of it now than I've seen previously on the Browns team. When someone makes a mistake, and it's not just about getting into someone's face and really ripping him a new one when he screws up in practice, because that happens. But you get in the guy's face, but then you maintain a level of consistency with how you coach them. When they do something right, again, you point that out, but it's not overdone negatively or positively. There are some coaches who just go overboard with criticism and with just shredding guys who make mistakes to the point where players can, it can be a problem if a guy is not hardwired to handle that. And there are some players, I mean, you can't handle every guy the same way. I've heard this from the best of coaches, Hall of Fame coaches tell me this. That's why I believe this sincerely, and have watched a lot of coaching being done. I'm not speaking from the standpoint of a former coach, but just watching that done. But I think it stands to reason, if you try to get people to respond, they're working for you in any workplace, any business place, treating everyone the same way can, even though it's done as a management tactic, has a downside. Norv isn't like that. And by the same token, he's not like over the top effusive with his praise when guys do the right thing. So I like that. And I think he will make, to your point about T-Rich, a better player, or a do more to help him become a better, more productive running back with an offense that will spread things out, that will attack, that will force defenses to think about something other than crowding the line of scrimmage and stopping the run. And that's the trick. That's where this all has to be resolved for this offense to be successful, is what really didn't happen enough last year, is give opponents a reason to back away, a reason to worry more about what's going to happen downfield. And that's on him as a coordinator, certainly by design. It's on your receivers to be explosive, to catch the ball, to be a threat or threatening, and your quarterback with his arm and his talents and his accuracy and all those other things. So Steve from email wants to know, are the Browns having trouble at the fullback position? Cleveland is my team, and wanted them to draft Matt Barkley. He goes off on a little tangent there. Quarterback, okay. They got Mingo. Yes, they did. And he gives that an A+. So, to your point about fullback, I don't know if it's a problem, Steve. I think there are those who perceive as much because they just don't like or believe that Owen Marisa could be the answer. But I think it's all about how they use the position. And when we discussed this a little bit earlier in the show, with the moves that have been made in extending Chris Obanaya's contract and now bringing back Brandon Jackson, those moves say that the Browns' alternatives to Trent Richardson or pairings with Trent Richardson in the backfield are guys that they see as being effective blitz pickup guys, but not traditional battering rams as linebackers. So that probably doesn't satisfy you because you think it's a problem and that Owen Morisic can't get the job done. And I'll say this, Owen Morisic obviously needs to show that he is worthy of maintaining a spot as a fullback. He can't just, even if it's not a heavily used spot on a team, you don't want anybody just ordinary there. You want somebody who can perform well and be consistent and not screw it up and not make mistakes and not get him in there when he needs to be a blocker if the play calls for that. And there are plays that call for that, absolutely. And catch the ball when he needs to catch the ball as another option to Trent Richardson being an effective pass catcher or the other two backs I mentioned, Obanaya and Jackson. Albie from email says, I got to admit, I really like the direction our beloved franchise is headed. With a proven coaching staff and young talent in place, I get excited at the thought of the Browns' future. I admit I was worried about the defense switching fronts, but the front office quickly brought in guys who really look the part. We are stacked with our front seven. Yeah, I think that sums it up. And it's one thing to change, and teams do that, but it's another thing to be completely bought into what you need to do to make that change effective. And this team couldn't be more bought in than that. Now, it didn't stop at hiring Ray Horton, a high-profile coordinator, to run your defense. Didn't stop there. And he's had his defense, his defense has had the run of everything from a personnel standpoint, right? From the most prominent moves made in free agency, the most prominent picks in the draft, defense, defense, and more defense. And you find yourself when you're watching practice, yeah, you're paying a lot of attention to Paul Kruger, how he moves, how he does things on the field, how quickly he explodes off the snap and gets around the corner, and what kind of headache he's going to provide those offensive tackles, those right tackles that are trying to block him coming in from the left side where he lines up at outside linebacker. And you find yourself focused on Desmond Bryant, the other free agent pickup defensive line. And you just get a feel for how well he moves as a very big guy. And you watch Barkevious Mingo. You watch number 51. So your eyes are glued. And now it's Leon McFadden, too, a corner, now that he's here and practicing for the first time, and you're paying attention to the work that he does. And you can't help it and say, I say it over again, wow, this defense does look stacked. It certainly does from a front seven perspective. And you don't wonder, I guess, why Ray Horton wears a smile a lot, because he's got to like what has been sort of given to him, the toys in the toy box to work with. And many more to work with, frankly, than what is there on the offensive side. But the offensive mentality right now is to maximize, take everything you've got from what you've had here before and through coaching, to go back to the point that was mentioned earlier by the Twitter person, LSMO3, who wrote about North Turner, Miami fan who knew him from there. That is where that comes in. That's so on the defensive side of the ball, it's Horton and all this investment in talent, and the offensive side, it's Turner, do your magic. That's kind of what this is down to, right? Turner, do your magic. Whedon, be a better quarterback in year two. Richardson, be a better running back in year two. Jason Campbell or Whedon, step it up and make that position effective and consistent. Josh Gordon, be a better receiver in year two. Greg Little, improve your game. And Devon Best, that was the piece that was added that I think is a spark plug and I think is a difference maker, but it's really all about how this coaching is going to make it better. So, and you heard, we talked about this earlier with Tom Withers. He said it's all about Whedon, and I agree to a great extent. But the conversation about how this quarterback thing is going to shake out doesn't stop until we know for sure who the starter is. And we don't know that today. And we don't know, we're not going to know that tomorrow. So it's going to be an open-ended discussion. And there will be those who say, oh, geez, in practice today, Campbell looked better than Whedon, and you know, maybe Whedon looked better than Campbell. And that, get used to that. That's what competition at the position is. But what they have in common is a guy named North Turner running that offense. All right, we're going to hear next, a couple of minutes, from, go back to that defensive side, the aforementioned defense, Joe Hayden sitting down with Jameer Howardson to talk about the defense, to talk about himself, his role. Talk a little bit about Leon McFadden. All of that is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Liberty has special event pricing on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, like 0% financing on certified Fords. That's 0%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Hurry in and save today. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
100 years of U.S. soccer. 100 years of moments like these.
Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Can they do it here?
Where will you be for our next magical moment? Celebrate our centennial when the USA takes on Belgium May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets, use your Visa at Ticketmaster or visit ussoccer.com.
Your Akron Arrows are home tonight through Thursday against the Bowie Bay Sox at 7:05 p.m. Tonight is 2 for Tuesday as fans can buy two tickets for the price of one at the Canal Park box office. Plus, it's also their first Bark in the Park night, presented by the Wadsworth Veterinary Hospital. Bring your furry four-legged friends as all dogs are free, accompanied by their owner. Tickets start at just $5. Call 897-ARROWS or great seats are available online at AkronArrows.com. Akron Arrows Baseball, it's a whole new ballgame.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in front of Carolina Grill and Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy three select Mastercraft tires, get the fourth one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy three, get one free at our new Conrad's and Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big. That's
Conrad's.
It's the pre-Memorial Day sale at Window Nation, so call now, 216-464-4141, or stop in and shop at any of their design centers, Eastside, Twinsburg, Westside, Grayton Road, and coming soon to Akron. And don't forget, just by getting a quote, you're automatically entered for a chance at a $10,000 Playground World shopping spree. Plus, you can watch my video at windownation.com/Rizzo. Call them, 216-464-4141. Choose Window Nation because it's where you live.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on a Football Tuesday. Hey, you can see Clint Dempsey, Michael Bradley, and the U.S. soccer team take on Belgium on May 29th at First Energy Stadium. For tickets and info, visit ussoccer.com. Our own Jameer Howardson had a chance today to catch up with Browns cornerback Joe Hayden. Take it away, Jameer.
Joe, we had an opportunity to catch up early in April as the team was in the beginning stages of the offseason conditioning program. But as the team is growing and you guys are becoming more comfortable with this defense, what are your thoughts now?
Man, the same thing. I mean, everybody's getting really comfortable. Me, TJ, DeQuell, everybody just knowing the system, and we're just being way more comfortable making checks a lot easier, making earlier checks before we see things happening, just making calls, and it's flowing really well for us right now.
How do you see the role of a cornerback in this defense, and what are your thoughts?
Oh man, it's going to be definitely, you're out there, you have to cover, you have to hold your own, and the thing is too, with his defense, they get a lot of pressure on the quarterback, so sometimes he's not going to hold the ball that long, so it's a lot of opportunity for picks for us.
Is that one thing that you like the most about this defense?
Oh man, definitely. I mean, I want to travel against the number one receiver, and then when they get pressure on the quarterback, just a little bit of off throw, just having to throw it off his back leg, that helps us out so much as a corner, because them quarterbacks throwing on the money. Weed is doing a great job just putting the ball right where the receiver can catch it or nobody's going to catch it. But just getting pressure in his face is definitely going to help us out a whole lot in the back end.
We also spoke about how you utilize this time to work on your win and your strength. Are you on pace to where you really want to be?
Oh, yeah, man. We got our new strength coach, man, Captain Asano. He's a beast. He puts us through it, and we're running like back in the day, back college days, high school days, when they used to just have you definitely in shape. So, I mean, this is the most in shape I've been for sure since I've been in the league.
Looking at this year's draft, the Browns drafted Leon McFadden out of San Diego State. What are your thoughts about this young man?
Man, I like the kid, man. This is my first practice with him out there, and he seems like a smart kid. He's adapted. He's been studying his book. I can obviously tell because he didn't really make too many mental mistakes today. And I hope just to see more of him, Buster, Chris Cio, all them dudes out there. I mean, our secondary is looking pretty good. So I just want to see him just keep growing and keep grasping the system.
And we also spoke about how you wanted to take more of a leadership role and taking young players under your wing. What are some of the things that you've been able to impart on these young players?
Just my knowledge of the game, and since I've been in the league now, just telling them little tips, and just say they know the defenses, but I'm just telling them what to look for in the defense. This is where you can make your plays. This is where the coach wants you to line up, and just giving them little hints of what I do when I'm out there, and it's, I can tell it's like helping them a whole lot.
And lastly, Joe, if you could just speak to the importance of this time before you guys gear up for the last mini camp of the off season.
Basically, everybody just needs to just keep grinding, keep going. Just right now, just get the base of the team, the concept going. Just get the base of the defense, the base of the offense. Just get that, and just get that instilled. Just make sure you know it, because when we get the pads on, everything's gonna be moving a whole lot faster. People gonna be hitting you then, so you just gotta basically know what you're doing before you start getting hit.
Joe, thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure catching up with you.
For sure.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you so much, and we thank Joe Hayden. I love the Captain Insano reference, too. Brad Roll, by the way, is who he's talking about, the Browns strength and conditioning coach, and he does have these guys running. And it is about cardio, conditioning. Wow, it's a push, and he has these guys working out before they take to the field for 2 hours of workouts. I mean, they're out there doing all kinds of drills with weights and the big rope drills with the hand. That is so cool. You want to do that. You want to grab a couple of those ropes and just get going with it. That looks fun. And doing that, and then again, running, conditioning, and I think, as Joe Hayden said, a better conditioned football team overall. All right, we'll get into more of your questions and your comments on this program that we lovingly call Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Save thousands during Liberty's Memorial Day event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on Ohio's largest selection of new Fords. Or lease the best-selling Ford Escape for only $169 a month. That's only $169 a month on a new Escape. Liberty is open Memorial Day from 11 to 4. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A support
supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Simplify and save this spring at Rebel Wireless. Hashtag Rebel Saves.
Yoga? I don't know how you do it.
It's all about clearing your mind.
Impossible. Between picking up the kids, what color to paint the hallway, when my mother-in-law is coming, and where did I put the other shoe to that really, really cute pair that I love, and oh, the bills.
You need to free yourself. Start with your wireless bill.
But I have...
Switch to Rebel Wireless.
Rebel?
As in nationwide, unlimited everything, no contract, save me a ton of money, Rebel Wireless.
That sounds relaxing.
Uh-huh. It's everything I want from wireless without the big bill.
Everything?
And now I save over $50 a month.
Wow, but I love my...
Phone? Rebel has all the latest smartphones for great prices that do everything your overpriced one does.
Wow, I'm feeling more limber already.
Trees in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with the new Rebel smartphone purchase and activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that's why they named the street after me. They say spring is a time for love. And I hope they are right, because I'm meeting a blind date at Bonefish Grill. We exchange awkward hellos as our server deftly arrives with Hawaiian martinis. With island flavors of coconut and desert pear, each sip is as surprising as the fact that she actually resembles her profile picture. We share white tuna street tacos for $8.90. With each delectable bite of seared albacore and crispy wontons, I almost start to believe in this love business. Next, the deluxe mixed grill for $18.90 with delicious sirloin steak, tender scallops, and shrimp. I know I've found at least one amazing catch tonight.
Celebrate moms, dads, and grads with dinner or gift card. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus card free. Visit bonefishgrill.com for details.
Gift card? More like best present ever. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
A great way to start the day. Wayne, Christy, Stephanie, and Kenny. Fox 8 News in the morning. Just like getting your news from a friend. So if you've got to get up early, then rise and shine with a station that makes mornings fun. Northeast Ohio's favorite way to wake up. Cleveland's own Fox 8 News in the morning.
Fox Tonight, television's hottest competition is back.
Are you ready?
Don't miss a 2 hour So You Think You Can Dance event. And in 10 epic seasons.
That is a religious experience.
The talent has never been.
God made me break in a nasty sweat.
This fierce.
You were born to dance.
This is gonna get wild. Television's hottest dance competition gets even hotter as So You Think You Can Dance takes the stage with an explosive two-hour event tonight on...
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 8. Then stay tuned for Fox 8 News at 10.
Vic Carucci with you on a football Tuesday. Back to questions and comments. Thomas from Twitter says, I'm so glad Trent Richardson is healthy, says T-Rich. Can't wait to see Devon Bess and David Nelson bring to the receiving corps. Yeah. Richardson's health, definitely a big part of the discussion when you look for reasons why this team should be better, why this offense should be better. A guy who was coming off knee surgery before the season, a guy who dealt with rib problems. And also, I think this is really important, and I'm hopeful of this, and I'm getting the drift this will be the case. I think mentally he gets away from kind of focusing on that too. I know he'll be asked about that. It'll be kind of the typical story. And when writers come in from other parts of the country to visit Brown's camp to tell the Richardson story, because I would do this if I weren't around this team on a daily basis, you'd bring up and ask about last year and what was holding him back, and he'll get into that on invariably, but what I hope is in terms of his regular narrative with the media, that it's less about that and more about looking forward, more about what he'll do this year as the healthy guy and not lean so much on that last year, because I think it was a little self-defeating. And as far as Devon Bess and David Nelson, you know, the people ask, okay, how can they coexist as slot guys? But Bess is the guy who makes a lot happen. He can do this by the end zone, but I think between the 20s is where you're going to see him most effectively move the chains and help open things up for the perimeter people. And then David Nelson, being the taller guy, taller target, I think a lot of the routes he would run from inside would be similar to tight end routes. And I think his, of course, with his height and athleticism and reach, he could do plenty that way. Salvalo says, we've got two slot receivers, Devon Bess and David Nelson. Okay, can you please comment on the pros and cons? Well, the pros are that I think they both can be effective at getting open, and I don't think there are really any cons. I think you use them to their specific strengths, right? One guy's really tall, the other guy not so much, but explosive. All right, want to thank Tom Withers for being part of this show tonight. Want to thank Joe Hayden and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank Lauren Whitaker and Joe Meadows. And want to thank my outstanding producer. He's outstanding. Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.